everyone, and welcome to the 8-Bit Geek and What's Up Wednesday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
Kevin.
Hey, guys. So, breaking news. As of 3 days ago, there's a Spider-Man poster that came out. Did you guys see it?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
The No Way Home?
You know we all saw it.
Did you see it, though?
But did you zoom in though? Yes.
Very tiny zoom.
That's because you got to zoom. You got to zoom on the desktop. You got to save the image. The image on Twitter, as you know, allows you. Oh, that's actually really good detail.
Oh, you say
okay?
That.
Well, it's not great detail, but yeah, it'll be interesting. There's obviously the Green Goblin is in the background from.
Oh, okay.
You know, and then there's something. You know what these eyes and faces make me think of?
What's that?
They're the oh my god! I don't forget the. There's a show, a kids show. No! It's the Lego. Lego Ninjago. So maybe
no, you're thinking Bionicle.
Bionicle, yep, yeah, Bionicle. Ah. So maybe there's a huge Bionicle crossover happening. To sell more, don't shake your head. You know it could happen. We're gonna sell some more toys.
toys.
So yeah, that's what it looks like a little bit. It's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly, there was a new trailer that was supposed to hit Monday, but we're waiting to see on that one to talk about it. If it, spoilers, we recorded this on a Sunday. Okay, I'm so sorry. So we don't know if it officially happens. But yeah. I hope there's a new Spider-Man suit. Or like go back to the old suit. I don't know if you guys like the like I enjoy the nano suit as much as the next guy, but I feel like it's a special occasion suit and I don't think it should be like the default suit. I still love the cloth suit from the first and the second movie. Mm-hmm. I don't particularly want him to be in the nano suit the entire movie.
Well, that's what's interesting. Like of all the set photos and videos and things that have leaked, especially when they were filming last year, like he was in the red and black one, I think from the second movie.
Yeah,
not the red and blue, but that the one that was like, or maybe it was a dark blue, but you know the darker red. And so he was in that suit again. So yeah, it's interesting to see him in the nano suit in the poster.
Hey, you know what they could be doing too? They could be just throwing us for a loop. They could just be inserting suits left and right. They could even be superimposing different suits on top of the footage that we see, so we don't know what they're actually going to have.
Yeah, I can see that.
Just surprise that everybody.
Because, yeah, there. I think like that first trailer that we saw, that little teaser, it felt like everything was kind of a red herring. Like everything, you don't know what to believe in that. So it's, yeah, I feel like even the advertising, they're just going to go viral with it. Just make it just different because they could switch that stuff on the fly. I mean, fans do it, so it'll be no problem.
So I feel like, okay, there's been so many like reported leaks and like details that have come out and everyone has been expecting, especially after Loki and Infinity War and all this stuff that like okay so we're doing a broken timeline, like so we're gonna be doing like a multiverse Spider-Verse situation, right? Like I wonder if at what point did Disney go like, okay, so we have to do that now, like not because like oh that's a good idea, but like if we don't they'll fucking riot.
People
like we have to get we have to get Andrew Garfield back and we have to get Tobey Maguire back. Like mm-hmm. we don't have a choice. Like if we don't do this, like they're gonna fucking revolt. Like we cannot fail on this last one. Like that. Mm-hmm. It feels like there's a part where, you know, everyone's like, oh, well, be prepared to be disappointed. You know, like the naysayers and stuff that are like, it's not going to happen. So I can't wait for everyone to go see it and be mad. But I have to imagine that Disney is also thinking like, shit, we can't let that happen. Not with Spider-Man, not with our third Spider-Man movie, when notoriously third Spider-Man movies always fucking fail. Like, we cannot. And Sony too. So I'm very curious about what's going on at Disney. It's like, oh God, we have to do it. We have no choice.
Yeah, it would. I do agree. I think that there's definitely, there's so much fan service that has to happen almost, you know? But, yep. I'm super excited. I think everybody is. I am still wanting to rent out a theater for this movie, like, because that's, I want to go see it. But they, so this is what I found out, since we kind of have movies back now, they're only doing movie rental. You can only rent them during the weekdays. Weekends, they do not do rentals anymore, it doesn't look like.
Makes sense.
Maybe Sundays they do, because, you know, while people are at church. I don't know. At least with Cinemark, I was looking into it, because that's the one near my house. But I was looking at the one near Doug's house, but I don't know how serious people would be about doing that. Everyone said that they would, but
yeah, I think they'd be. I think everyone's serious. Now the problem is, like, you know, we all want to see it like when it first comes out, exactly. You know, and so like who's gonna be able to like wait until we can rent?
Right, the that's the tough part.
And also, like, yeah, like it comes out on December 17th, but that's in the middle of a week of work. I can't take a day off work, yeah. Right? So I can't go in the middle of the day.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm off the next week, but at that point, surely I will have seen Spider-Man by then. Like, it's a movie I can't afford to wait just because of the large amount of hype and not trusting the internet.
Right.
So what do you do then? Like, how are you going to go for a midnight viewing? Or are you going to?
Well, yeah. Or they're 7 PM or whenever the fuck. Yeah. Like, yeah. I've told Ed, like, that's the movie that's going to get me back into the theater. Like, I don't want to, like, I don't care. Like, I'm curious about Eternals. Like, I want to see it, but I don't need to see it in theaters. Mm-hmm. And like, there's other movies coming out, and it's like, with HBO Max doing the same day shit this year and all that stuff. Like, it's like, I can wait. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man. They're not putting that shit on Disney Plus. Like, one, they won't, and two, it's a Sony movie also, and Sony won't let them do it. Sony doesn't even let them have. They don't even have Spider-Man right now on Disney Plus, so it ain't gonna happen there. Like, my hands are tied. I have to see this one in theaters if I want to see it, and I'm okay with it because, sure, hopefully by then I'll have had my booster and I'll wear my mask in the theater and I'll be good.
Yeah. I did the booster and stuff, and I was thinking, like, if I did go out into a crowded theater, that I would just upgrade the mask to, instead of wearing a cloth one, I'd wear an N95. So that way it protects me breathing in and breathing out, which they're readily available now. Like, you could just buy them on Amazon for like $20 for a 5-pack or something like that. So,
yeah.
You should wear that Razor one, the big old, like, Razor mask.
I want to.
The RGB going crazy.
But guess what? They only released them to, instead of people who needed them, they actually just released them to influencers. And then they did these short little releases online. And I signed up to get notified when they were going to get released. And they never sent an email out to everybody. They sent it out an hour after they went on sale. People were so pissed off. Yeah. And of course they sold out and they went on eBay, and now they're on eBay because they were sold out in seconds, because clearly people still can't fucking figure out how to release stuff online for purchase, which is just absolutely maddening.
Goes right to the bots.
Yep. The bots just bought it all up. Mm-hmm. But I digress.
Sorry, dude. That's a bummer.
It's okay. It happens. Let's see. I guess we could talk about one piece of news here on an actual What's Up Wednesday.
Okay. Spider-Man counts as news, man. Everyone wants to know that.
Yeah, that's true. Let's see. Ubisoft is launching a new petition to seek public support for improved working conditions. I know that the whole Activision Blizzard thing has taken the forefront of the news, but Ubisoft is also going through it. And it looks like Ubisoft has made empty promises regarding reform across the country or the company. And so there was a rights group, a workers' rights group called A Better Ubisoft, pushing for more tangible reforms from the publisher. And nothing's been done more than a simple acknowledgement that things need to change after 2020's bombshell investigations. So, they're working towards that. You can look up some more information about that if you want to sign the petition, try to help them out. And it's crazy. It's gotten to a point where I think that the video game industry needs to acknowledge that they have a giant problem in the workplace and of all these companies, and they need to do a better job at providing a safe working environment for everybody, no matter what sex or what's the words I'm looking for here, guys?
Race.
There you go. Thank you.
Sexuality.
Exactly.
Any of the things that they have problems with. The problem is that like the gaming industry has been so like dominated by neckbeards for so long that there's so many of them that have jobs and things just based on their time in the field. And I think that companies are scared to get rid of them, but I think that there's so much talent out there, as well as people who are not pieces of shit who want to get in the gaming industry, that I don't think that they'd have any trouble finding someone who can do just as good of a job, if not better, if they would just cut the cord. Like, if you know, the zero tolerance policies, get rid of the fuckers that are being misogynistic, Greece, homophobic dickheads, and just replace them. And, and go, you know, diversify your hiring and get new blood and better people. Because if you have a good work environment, you will have better product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, you'll retain people, keep make people want to work there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, it's easy management. I mean, just don't be a dick and don't hire people that end up being dicks and kind of own up to it. If you see something at your work, call it out, because otherwise, you know, don't let that old guard bullshit go through.
Yeah. And I think it's some of the stuff we saw like at Activision, you know, it was like you had the women who were complaining that like they're even just male coworkers, not even necessarily superiors, were like delegating work to them while they went and had, you know, they went and played video games and tournaments and stuff with their friends.
Drank on the job or whatever.
Yeah. And that was, you know, just people who have this sort of like, I don't know, what do you call it? Privilege, you know, that
superiority complex.
Yeah. Well, they just have like this privilege to that they can just go do whatever the fuck they want, because don't you know who I am? Like, I've been with Activision for 10 years.
Yeah.
Like,
and that mentality as well of like, oh, well, the public eye doesn't watch us. They almost have like an indie studio mentality when you have a multi-billion-dollar fucking company. You know, they're like, oh, no one's watching us. We can go hang out. Like, there's just and not saying that an indie developer has all these misogynistic shit going on, but at an indie developer, things are a little looser as far as policies in the workplace. You know, when it's just you and three buddies and you're like, you want to fuck off for the lunch and be like, hey, let's get some drinks and then come back and work, like shit like that happens. But when you become as big as some of these companies are, you can't do that shit. Like, you can't, that stuff has to end.
At that point too, and if you're running a company of that size, you had to have grown up at this point. and you had to realize that's not the right shit to do.
Yeah.
Like, especially don't mix business and pleasure. And if you're out, if you're drinking with your coworkers, that goes into a pleasure thing. Yep. You know, it's just, it's a bad idea all around.
Let's see. We'll do one more in one more gaming news headline. EA has said that NFT and blockchain games are the future of our industry, which is kind of huge news if you're following the cryptocurrency market. It's a good and a bad thing. It's good because it'll grow all this crypto stuff, but at the same time, it's terrible because it's more ways to play to win and play to earn. And pay to win, pay to. I mean, I guess it doesn't change much because everybody has fucking purchase your way to victory these days in games. But it's interesting to see the growth of the crypto space that everyone seems to either love or hate. So,
yeah, but I just don't understand it enough to see how it works. Like, I don't know how, like. The way I see the blockchain or the NFT thing is like you own something of it, right? Or is it like you can kind of resell it?
It depends. Like think of, okay, so there's different levels of NFTs, right? So it can be as simple as there are 50,000 of these unique limited edition coins that you can buy, and it's a piece of art, and so you own one of them. And their value is stored or it loses, whatever. And then there's the ultra exclusive ones that you can think of like buying a rare piece of art. Mm-hmm. The NFT in itself should retain its value cost-wise. There's no guarantee of that. Same thing with art. There's no guarantee that that retains its value. But it's all based on the market and everything like that. But if it, you know, so that's kind of like a very simplistic way of explaining what an NFT is. It's just a limited edition piece of art and or item that is worth something. Now, the stuff that's done in game, it's possible that that they would insert NFTs as a way to replace achievements. So that way there's real value in the achievement. It could be worth nothing. It's just an achievement, right? But it's limited. And so, and you can post that online and share everyone. And you're the one who owns it and no one else can ever own it again. Like EA could say like, oh, Madden 2022. There's only 10, the first 10 people to get this, this achievement. They're the only 10 that'll ever get it ever. And it'll be yours forever. You know, and it's just, so it could be meaningless as much as achievements are
meaningless. That'll piss off a lot of people, though. It's like the people who don't play at the very first hour are going to get screwed or something.
Well, I'm just
like
saying,
that,
like, know? It could be ultra rare, and that's just an example. It's not something, right. you know. But yeah, it would piss people off. But, you know, that's just an example of how they could work in games. So who fucking knows? And then there's games that allow you to earn real money, which the boys over at Epic are going to allow you to do. They've invited people to put actual crypto earning games into their marketplace. So it's real wild. It's the Wild West right now out there. So who knows? Who fucking knows what's going to happen? But anyways, I thought that was interesting, so I'd throw it in there. Other than that, that's all the news. Tomorrow we got Thirsty Thursday, so stay tuned for that. We've got some breaking information with what Jer's playing, and you guys will want to know the juicy details. So until tomorrow, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.